And what was actually interesting to us was not that the bacteria made light, but when the bacteria made light. What we noticed is when the bacteria were alone, so when they were in dilute suspension, they made no light. But when they grew to a certain cell number, all the bacteria turned on light simultaneously. And so the question that we had is, how can bacteria, these primitive organisms, tell the difference from times when they're alone and times when they're in a community, and then all do something together? And what we figured out is that the way that they do that is that they talk to each other, and they talk with a chemical language. So this is now supposed to be my bacterial cell. When it's alone, it doesn't make any light. But what it does do is to make and secrete small molecules that you can think of like hormones. And these are the red triangles. And when the bacteria is alone, the molecules just float away, and so no light. But when the bacteria grow and double, and they're all participating in making these molecules, the extracellular amount of that molecule increases in proportion to cell number. And when the molecule hits a certain amount that tells the bacteria how many neighbors they are, they recognize that molecule, and all of the bacteria turn on light in synchrony. And so that's how bioluminescence works. They're talking with these chemical words.